Hi there. The word for you today is the word from the top. In Exodus 20 verse 13 we read, "You shall not murder." That's the sixth commandment. You probably recognize that thou shalt not kill. Now, most of us don't need a lecture on murder. So, let's address the real issue for us. What is it? The tongue, which kills by destroying a person's self-worth and future hopes. Paul writes, Galatians 5, verse 14, "All the law is fulfilled in this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But hey, if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed," writes Paul, one of another. Who can forget the 1994 tabloid headline, "Killer Bug Ate My Face"? Well, the reporting was sensational, but the stories were based on factual cases of invasive streptococcal bacteria found in Gloucestershire. When an invasive strep A, which is not the same as strep throat, takes hold, necrotizing fasciitis can begin, which causes the victim's flesh to die at a rate of several inches per hour. Meanwhile, toxic shock sets in, shutting down organs and causing death. Dr. Jeffrey Crowley describes what happens after the deadly microbes take hold, and I quote, "The bacteria multiply rapidly, producing toxins. For 3 days, the patient may suffer swollen lymph nodes, rising fever, and excruciating pain at the site of infection. Penicillin can stop the attack at this stage, but by day 4, infected tissues start dying. Bacteria saturate the bloodstream, destroying muscles and organs, sending the body into shock, and death can follow within hours. Invasive streptococcus is rare, but unforgiving." Well, you've just listened to this maybe and you're saying, "Hey Bob, that's a bit gruesome." Yep. And can I tell you something? So is gossip and slander. That's why Paul says, "Be careful when you criticize one another that you don't consume or devour one another." This is what we're talking about right here. Yes, gossip and slander, they're deadly. They make people feel worthless by destroying their self-esteem and undermining them to the point where, in some cases, life doesn't seem worth living. So here's the bottom line. Learn to guard your tongue and speak words that bring life and not death. Okay?